We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Since launching in late May in direct response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Feed the Need Florida has distributed more than 1 million meals to people in need. Now, among the partners in this effort is the Four Rivers Restaurant Group. And joining us by phone to tell us all about Feed the Need is the CEO of Four Rivers, John Rivers. John, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity. Feed the Need was a kind of an outcome of the situation that we saw when COVID-19 hit. We've long partnered with OCPS in feeding kids and educating them and trying to support them any way we can. And when they canceled school last March, if you recall, when they came back from spring break, they started their summer meal program early. You know, at first, they didn't think they had needed any help. We had offered to help make sure all these kids had some food. And about a week into the program, they identified what they called gaps. A few areas in the city where their student meal program wasn't either reaching students or students didn't have transportation to actually get to the school in order to get the meals. So they asked us if we could set up these remote feeding stations. Some of them went to like Coalition for the Homeless. Some of them went to apartment complexes where there's a large cluster of the students were, though they didn't have cars. And we said, sure, we got approved by the state of Florida Department of Ag, and we stepped in and started serving meals three times a week. But something happened. Actually, Michael, it was the very first meal that we were distributing, the very first day. If you imagine, you set up a tent and a car pulls up and there's a long line of cars. Okay, and the car pulls up, the window goes down, and in the car, there's maybe one or two students, and there's like six people in there. You got mom, you got grandma, you got brothers, sisters, and they're all hungry. But only the student was the one that got the meal. And they pulled away, and I said, well, what about the rest of the family? And they said, sorry, they're not reimbursed. You know, funding's not provided by the state for the family. So we kicked in, and I said, that's ridiculous. You got to feed these people. And we created Feed the Need. And that was the actual need. It was the rest of the family that was there. And it started with an email that I sent out to about 600 restaurateurs and hotels. And remember back then, back in March and April, everything was shutting down. So all these organizations had excess food just sitting in their cooler. I said, send me your food. I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we're going to turn it into meals and we're going to figure out how to feed these people. Well, from April 4th, which is our first feeding event that we did of, maybe 120 people at, two or three sites, to the end of the program, which went all the way through May, okay? At the end of it, we were doing over 100,000 meals per week, okay, in 46 different locations all across the state. We had employed over 300 people, brought them back and gave them jobs, and we partnered with Feeding America. So we started working with all these farmers across the state who had all this excess produce in their fields. You might have read about it, just going to waste. So we started bringing in all this excess produce, and we call it rescuing. And to date, we've rescued almost 300,000 pounds of produce across the state, turned them into meals. And even though the student meal program ended in May, we've continued the family meals. And every single week, we're still bringing in produce. We're still collecting food from all over the place, and we're feeding people all over the state.
Wow, that's impressive. You know, when you hear about, you know, the kids being out of school and everything, nobody really talks about the fact that a lot of these kids, they get three meals a day from school, right?
Not only do they get them, Michael, and that's such a great point. People don't realize this here in our own community. 20%, one out of every five students at OCPS lives in food insecurity, which I didn't appreciate what that meant until I started digging into it. Most of those kids, the only food they eat all day comes from school. And when they're not at school or when school shuts down or even on the weekends, they don't have food.
Well, it's amazing. It takes something like a pandemic to open up your eyes to things like that, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, and that's what I keep telling people. If there's a good thing that's come out of COVID-19, it's brought forward a lot of these underlying issues that we have as a community. You know, the people that we're feeding in these lines every day, you know, they were hungry before COVID-19 hit. And the case that I'm making is they're going to be hungry after COVID-19 hits. And this is on top of the incredible work like a Second Harvest and all these other wonderful organizations are doing. There's still that big of a gap that needs attention, not just the students, it's their families. And quite frankly, it's not just the families too. It's also all these Florida farmers, all this excess produce. People don't, this is something else that came to the forefront that we learned, that every year in the state of Florida, and this is one that'll really get you, okay, nearly 1 billion pounds of Florida-grown produce never makes it off the fields, never goes to market, gets tilled under, or it goes into landfills. So I got almost 1 billion pounds of produce going to waste, but yet I got 20% of my student population not eating. You know, that's what's called a broken food system. And that's, quite frankly, why we're building our farm, and why we're bringing that together so we can bring farmers and educators and feeding organizations together so we can help fix that broken food system.
John, what do you think is going to happen after the pandemic when we get a handle on it? With all these organizations that were set up to help people like yours is doing, and you talk about the broken food system, do you think we'll be able to keep maintaining, you know, like you said, saving the food that's going to be destroyed in farms and things like that and getting it out to the people after this?
Well, you know, a nice thing is, Michael, a lot of these organizations existed prior. And so organizations like Feeding Florida out of Tallahassee, they have been rounding up excess produce and getting it to Second Harvest and American Red Cross and Christian Coalition and all these different organizations. So there's very few like us that started in the middle of the pandemic. Most of the organizations have really just been amplified. Look at Second Harvest. Their volume has gone up 4 and 5 times because of this. So the feeding effort is not going to stop. It's just right now at an incredibly elevated position. And my whole campaign is you've got this attention right now because people are looking at COVID-19. They're looking at unemployment rates. And the result of that is people are hungry out there. Don't let that go by without helping the market really, truly understand that underlying pervasive issue that we have with hunger right here in Orange County.
All right. So let's talk about how we can be proactive not only right now, but afterwards when we all go back to our quote-unquote normal lives. You need, like, donations of food right now, right?
We do. We're bringing in donations of food. We're bringing in, really, donations of funding because what we do is we take that dollar and we'll go to the farmers and we'll give them that dollar to take the food off their fields and bring it in. So we have, the state has really stepped up and we got the basics, noodles, rice, black beans, products like that. Now we're collecting every dollar that we get. We translate that immediately into multiple meals that we're able to get out to people.
All right. So that you wonder, you say, well, I give money. I have no idea where it goes. But this is, you're seeing a direct impact from the money, right?
Yes. This program is specific toward feeding people, which is really nice. So the dollars that come in, you know, immediately gets turned into food. And we're still doing 5,000 and 10,000 meals per week right now and putting them out. And now with the announcement of the split schedules or split options for schools, I'm pretty confident that the student meal program is going to have to kick right back up because now you're going to have potentially at least half of the students not coming into school, but those students still need food.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about when I was talking about after this, because it's really, it may not be normally like it was after this, because like you just said, restructuring things, and the need will still be there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's going to make it, that's going to keep it on the forefront, because you have such a disruption in the marketplace that you've got to figure out alternative ways to get food to people who need it. But, you know, there are so many great organizations. The thing that I give people encouragement, you know, get involved. You know, there's no shortage of wonderful organizations right here in Orlando where people can get involved and help and create food, create jobs, create funding, whatever it is. You know, there's no shortage of them here in town.
Well, one of the things that happens when we all fall out of the boat and are floundering around in the water is everybody that gets up into the boat again turns around and helps the next person up. So when we all get our lives back together and we're all at work and we're thinking, boy, I'm glad that's over, it's not really. So turn around and help people. How can we help feed the need?
Well, right now, the easiest way to do it, and thank you for asking that, is go to our website. It's www.feedtheneedfl.org. And there's options on there to donate funds. Food donations a little bit more limited, but we also have great need for volunteers. All this produce that we're bringing in, we have to sort it, and then we go out to the marketplace and we start to distribute it and start feeding people.
And you could probably go to your neighborhood, Four Rivers. I'm sure you're still doing takeout, right?
Oh yes. Yes, we sure are. Until the market settles down, we'll keep doing it.
Oh man, I'm sorry, it's just a personal opinion. One of the great takeouts in Orlando, Four Rivers. So if you go into a Four Rivers to get takeout, you have information for people they can get?
Yes, there will be. As a matter of fact, they're putting things on the orders that show where you can go to support Feed the Need and support the farm and the foundation. So absolutely, or you can go to the website as well.
All right, and the website again is feedtheneedfl.org. And I was on it. It's very simple. You know, a lot of people sometimes think about websites being too complicated. No, this one's straightforward. You get on there, you find out how you can help, click a few buttons, and you're on your way, right?
That's it. I love the simplicity of it.
All right, so it's Feed the Need Florida. If you want to help people get back on their feet, more importantly, the kids get some food in their stomachs, not just right now, but even afterwards, check out Feed the Need Florida at feedtheneedfl.org. Well, John Rivers of the awesome Four Rivers Barbecue Place. I don't know what you call it. Four Rivers Barbecue Heaven. I don't know. Well, John Rivers.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, John Rivers, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Michael. Great talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.